Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
And you're listening to the history of R&B music in Minnesota.
America, have you heard?
It's the history of R&B
in Minnesota.
Minnesota. It's the history of R&B
in Minnesota. In 1985, after the successful Purple Rain tour, Prince announced that he would discontinue both live performances and music videos after release of Around the World in a Day, which held the number one spot on the Billboard 200 for 3 weeks. Prince's ban on music videos supposedly ended when the album stalled in the charts and after a video for Raspberry Beret then reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Prince released the album Parade in 1986. The first single, Kiss, would top the Billboard Hot 100. Tracks were recorded in sequence, with Prince laying down the drum track to all four in one take. Then he laid down the bass, the guitar, and etc. in the same fashion. They can also be considered a suite. Girls and Boys is the first funk track on the album.
He only knew her for a little while, but he had grown accustomed to her. got the cutest ass he ever seen. He did too, they were meant to be. Love to kiss on the steps of his side. Look like rain, mama, birds do fly. I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that rebel, mama, girls and boys? He gave her all the love that anyone can. She was promised to another man. Tried so hard not to go insane. Birds to fly, looks like rain. I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that for them, mama, girls and boys? Love is so real. I can take the breakup if you say that you can. He had to run away, his pride was too strong. It started raining, baby, the birds were gone. Oh,
love you, baby, I love you so much.
Maybe,
maybe we can stay in touch.
Meet me at another world.
Who's that rebel,
mama, girls and boys? Oh.
Si fort, je sentais votre parfum. Votre sourire me dit que nous devrions nous parler. Sur la piste de danse, baby, fais cet appel pour moi. Oh oui, baby, sexe beaucoup, ne résistez pas. Vous savez que vous aimerez ça, baby. Oh, oh, je vous enlacerai avec mes chants, baby. Pendant des heures, je veux vous étonner, baby. Fleurs dans votre bain, amour dans vos draps. Faire l'amour, où nous rencontrerons nous.
Girls and boys.
Parade served as the soundtrack for Prince's second film, Under the Cherry Moon. Prince both directed and starred in the movie that also featured Kristin Scott Thomas as his love interest, Mary Sharon. Following the film and album release, Prince returned to touring with several spot concerts in the U.S., dubbed the Hit and Run Tour. At the end of the Hit and Run Parade Tour, Prince disbanded the Revolution and he fired Wendy and Lisa.
Waterfall
And the album, Wendy and Lisa, was a moderate success, but did not approach the sales figures of the Revolution. The sound was a continuation of the ethereal dance R&B fusion that had been the hallmark of their work with Prince. Although Wendy and Lisa may be better known for being part of the Revolution, their careers began long before Prince. The two were childhood friends, both from musical families, which often performed together. After leaving the Revolution, the duo released an album simply entitled Wendy and Lisa with Columbia Records. The lead single, Waterfall, received some airplay, and the music video was played on MTV and VH1.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Prior to the disbanding of the Revolution, Prince was working on two separate projects, the Revolution album, Dream Factory, and a solo effort, Camille. Unlike the three previous band albums, Dream Factory included significant input from the band members and even featured a number of songs with lead vocals by Wendy and Lisa, while the Camille project saw Prince create a new persona, primarily singing in a sped-up, female-sounding voice. With the dismissal of the Revolution, Prince consolidated material from both shelved LPs, along with some new songs, into a three-LP album to be titled Crystal Ball. However, the low sales of his previous two albums, Warner Brothers forced Prince to make the release a double album, and Sign of the Times was released on March 31st, 1987. The album peaked at number 6 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. The first single was Sign of the Times.
Oh, yeah.
Francis, skinny man, died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle, and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Time.
sometimes.
Times, the title track from the album of the same name. The follow-up single to Sign of the Times was this song, If I Was Your Girlfriend.
Is it really necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress?
If I Was Your Girlfriend charted poorly at number 67 on the Hot 100, but went to number 12 on the R&B chart. The final single, I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, finished at number 10 on the Hot 100 and number 14 on the R&B chart. Despite the album receiving the greatest critical acclaim of any album in Prince's career, including being named the top album of the year by the Paz and Jop Critics poll, album sales steadily declined. Although Sign of the Times eventually sold 3.2 million copies. This is the history of R&B music in Minnesota. And when we return, Jam and Lewis make their mark on the Minneapolis music scene. I'm Mitch Faulkner. We'll be right back.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
That's it, that's it. Hold on.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota. Minnesota.
Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.